All right, it is time to talk to our good friend who is, by the way, is sitting on a futures ticket for Creighton and is headed to Vegas. Watch out. It is a senior handicapper from VegasInsider.com, Brian Edwards. Good morning at from Hartsfield Airport. How is everything?
Everything is great. The eye candy remains elite at Atlanta Airport.
Wow. Good morning.
Attaboy, Brian.
If you are a, I don't know where to go from there. If you are a UConn fan, the eye candy has been really, really good. They're a big favorite tonight. It's a rematch of last year. Is anything getting in the way of UConn right now?
I don't see it, and I definitely do not see it tonight. I'm betting UConn every way you can bet them. I bet -10 early in the week, but looks like 11.5 and 12 now. I mean, I prefer where I'm at, but I still think you're good. I mean, they've won 23 of their 33 games by 13 or more, 25 by double-digit margins. The terrible spot for San Diego State. They had the late game on Sunday night. Probably didn't get back to San Diego till whatever, 3-ish a.m. I assume they flew east late Tuesday. They've got the earliest game on Thursday and what's basically a true road game. In Boston, but I mean, all that is just gravy. I mean, UConn was going to take care of business regardless. And so I'm also going to bet UConn in the first half, -6 or 6.5. I'm also going to bet them team total. I got it 72.5 early in the week, but I still like it at 73.5 to go over. They've scored at least 74 in 28 of their 36 games. They average 81.6 points per game. So, yeah, three plays very aggressively for me on UConn tonight.
B, this is one that I didn't know which way to go with it. I'm really interested in your breakdown of this. Clemson, Arizona, where Clemson is getting 7.5 points, and I know that's your play. What are you seeing about this one where you're going to roll with Clemson in the points?
Well, I just thought they played great last week. They led for all but 30 seconds of the 80 minutes. They played, New Mexico had played great in Vegas at the Mountain West Tourney. They jump on them 30-11, lead 42-28 at half. Lobos never got closer than 13 in the second half. And P.J. Hall, debatably their best player, averages 18.8 points per game. He only played 19 minutes due to foul trouble, not only in the New Mexico game, but also in the Baylor game. A game they led by double digits most of the second half, and the Tigers, they've been underdogs 9 times this year. They're 8-1 against the spread with 6 outright wins. They won outright at Bama, at Pitt, against TCU in Toronto, at UNC. They would have won at Duke if not for that nonsense call there in the final seconds. And they only lost by 2 at Memphis. I know it's they got to travel west and it'll basically be a true home game for Arizona crowd wise, but I will take the 7.5 nonetheless.
Hey, North Carolina, Alabama, they're going to go blow for blow. Davis and Sears, this is going to be an entertaining game. Carolina looked really good last weekend. They're a 4-point favorite. Do they keep this train rolling?
I think so. I got it at 4, but I'm okay at 4.5, yeah. 4 or 5. So they've won 10 of their last 11. All 10 of those wins by at least 4, which was relevant when the spread was 4, but 9 of those 10 wins have been by at least 5. And, I think the helter-skelter pace that Alabama plays at is going to be great for RJ Davis. I think he's going to make plays galore, getting his own, setting up Armando Bacot and Harrison Ingram. You know, it's a veteran team with a lot of turn, or at least those three guys have, the 6-game run from 2 years ago, and they're looking to make amends, not only that blown lead at halftime 2 years ago, but not even making the tournament last year. And credit to Bama, I think they caught a good draw. They were trending in the wrong direction, but I think they kind of lucked out on who they played last week. Good for them, though. They make the Sweet 16, but they've only advanced past the Sweet 16 once in program history. Give me the Tar Heels.
We've seen a lot of Illinois lately, and what Terrence Shannon does, it speaks for itself, but also Coleman Hawkins, Domask, they've got a lot of ways offensively, even Dane Danger off the bench, that can hurt you. Iowa State, we know, elite defensive team. This is essentially going to come down to a pick 'em with Iowa State as a slight 1.5-point favorite. Where are you going?
I like Illinois. You know, Underwood, you know, gets over the hump. You know, it had never been out of the first weekend. They get that done last weekend. And I don't have a lot of, you know, cute stats or anything. I just think Illinois, both are very good teams. But I just think I prefer Illinois. I think they're going to win a close game.
And then to round it out, this will be the first game of the Detroit Regional before Creighton and Tennessee play. Gonzaga-Purdue. Gonzaga blew out both of their opponents, including KU, both over 20-point win. They're an underdog against a Purdue who looked also really, really good. Gonzaga as an underdog. You like getting 5.5 points. Why for Mark Few?
I do. Now, they lost by 10 on a neutral back in November to Purdue, but I think Gonzaga has come a long way since then. I think they're a better team. They were still figuring things out. You know, a lot of transfers, a lot of new faces and whatnot. And, you know, I just don't trust Purdue. And, you know, Painter has had, is notorious for struggles in the Sweet 16. And we are catching 5.5. So give me the Zags.
All right. Safe travels into Vegas. You will get there, and you will be very busy. I know you are going to look at North Carolina State Marquette tomorrow night and also Houston Duke.
Yeah, I'm a little scared of how that Houston Duke game is going to be officiated. I lean Houston, but it just kind of scares me. And, they don't have much depth, and their offense kind of makes me nervous at times. So I may live bet those two. We'll see.
Hey, fantastic. Thanks, safe travels into Vegas, my friend.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a great weekend.
Brian Edwards, senior handicapper at VegasInsider.com. You can follow him on Twitter at VegasBEdwards. That'll do it for us tonight. Omaha, Minnesota, over on 1290. Mike and Terry will have the call from the Denny Sanford Premier Center in the opening round of the NCAA hockey tournament. And then tomorrow, we'll have more on Creighton and Tennessee leading up to Nano Nano tomorrow night in Detroit. So lots of great sports action, including the Storm Chasers tomorrow night. But the Royals this afternoon over on 1180.
That is true.
The voice of the voice of us, Jake Eisenberg, back for a second year in the booth. The Royals and the Twins coming up at 3. Happy opening day, everybody. Enjoy it, unless you're a Cardinal fan.
Well said.
For Jimmy, for Nick, I'm Gary. Coming up next, we go out to Vegas for the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.